Las Vegas. At A-Plus Automotive, get your repairs done today and pay later at our two locations, 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive repairs today, pay later.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Apple has another update for iPhones and iPads, but you might want to take this recommendation very seriously. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Apple has another update for iPhones and iPads, but its recommendation to install it comes with extra urgency. Apple says this update is intended to fix security flaws that might have been actively exploited by hackers. In a rare note suggesting it was a serious threat, Apple provided little detail about its nature. The company credited anonymous researchers for pointing out the vulnerabilities, saying one affects the kernel. That's the nerve center of Apple's operating system, iOS. Two others affect WebKit, the web browser engine used by Safari and other apps. The update is for several generations of iPhones and iPads, starting with iPhone 6. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of a new domestic terrorist threat. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The National Terrorism Bulletin does not cite a specific threat or plot, but Homeland Security officials point to a heightened threat environment across the United States that they believe will persist following President Biden's inauguration. DHS warns of the potential for lingering violence and additional attacks stemming from the Capitol riot earlier this month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GameStop has become the centerpiece of a battleground between wealthy investors and a swarm of smaller investors. The hedge funds serving the financial elite are starting to walk away in defeat. Big bets they made that GameStop's stock would fall went wrong, leaving them facing billions of dollars in collective losses. All the wild action pushed GameStop's stock as high as $380 on Wednesday. That's up from $18 just a few weeks ago. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 633 points, the NASDAQ dropped 355, the S&P lower by 98. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Senator Patrick.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This Camp CQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas' housing market continues to remain hot, but housing prices in other markets are still increasing even faster. The latest Case-Shiller Home Price Index reports Southern Nevada home prices were up 6.8% in November compared to the same time last year. The national rate was 9.5%. Las Vegas' home price increase at the slowest rate of the 19 markets measured. Phoenix led the way for the 18th straight month with a price increase of 13.8%. After some confusion last week about vaccination sites, Clark County School District employees are being told they can now register for invitations to schedule the COVID-19 vaccine appointments. A school district memo tells employees to register online using their district email addresses. Well, a handful of Nevada small business owners used a virtual meeting with the state officials to share their stories about the financial impact of COVID-19. The roundtable discussion was hosted by Governor Sisolak and gave local businesses a chance to tell state officials how they could better help Nevada's business community. Well, the state leaders came away from that meeting saying they know there's a huge need to provide help to those small businesses. The question still to be answered. Out.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting some reduced speeds on the 15 right now in the corridor. Tropicana and Owens. Yeah, you're pretty much bumper to bumper, both directions between those two areas. Also, slow flows on the Beltway, 215 west at Gibson, west 215 at Jones, and look for some heavy volumes westbound Summerlin at Buffalo.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. You can do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I'm so happy to have Jim Wheeler with us as we get ready for day one of the Nevada legislature. This is going to be an important time in Carson City. And Jim Wheeler is an assemblyman from District 39. Jim, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. You getting ready to go?
We are getting ready, Kevin, and how are you? Thanks for having me on.
It has been a while, but I always love to get with you, and you've been breaking some news lately. We'll talk about that in just a minute. I'm just curious, you've had committees meeting in the last couple of weeks, so I'm assuming most everybody is in Carson City at this point. I'm just curious what your expectations are for this next Nevada legislature.
Well, it's hard to tell, really. You know, we haven't seen a lot of the pre-filed bills yet. They're just really starting to come out this week. Everything before was just a BDR where you get a heading and that's it. We're hearing a lot of rumors. I think since the Democrats are in control of both houses and the governor's mansion, we're going to see a lot of the national priorities coming through. I don't see a whole lot of bipartisanship, to be honest with you. They keep talking about that, but then they run right over the top of us. So I don't see a lot of that coming on. I think it's going to take a whole lot of people standing up for our rights this year.
And does that mean that constituents should be in constant contact with their members, whether it's the state assembly or the state senate? I mean, that's the kind of pressure maybe that we need.
That's exactly the type of pressure that we need. The building itself is going to be closed at least for the first month to the public. Once again, using COVID, you know, as a reason. And you're going to have to be calling them. You're going to have to be emailing them. You know, attend the meetings by, you know, conference or what they call it, Zoom. You know, have your voices heard. We are really going to need to be heard this time. We can hold up some of the legislation because they no longer have two-thirds. We gained 3 seats in the assembly this year, and we gained 1 seat in the Senate. But we can't hold up everything. So there's some negotiating going to be going on. You know, yeah, we're not going to vote for your two-thirds bill because of this bill, and this bill. I mean, those are the normal things that happen up there, but which gives us a little more power this year.
I want to ask you, though, this whole thing of closing down the building, will you folks actually be in the chamber, or will you be Zooming?
We will be in the chamber on Monday for the swearing-in ceremony, of course, but they're not allowing any guests, any family, et cetera, which is kind of sad for our freshmen, you know, at the least, you know, for the first time that they're going to be there, not having the family there. They say they're going to do a family day later, maybe during spring break, where people can come take pictures, et cetera. But we'll see what happens there. So we'll be in the chamber at least for that, and they have made allowances for people who want to do it by Zoom from their office.
What does that mean about, you know, how different legislating is going to be now versus the two special sessions? And then before that, I mean, where lobbyists and just folks can actually grab you in the hall and say, hey, did you know about such and such? Is it going to be different? Well, I mean, tell me from an assemblyman's perspective.
Yeah, it's very different. This is my fifth session. So I've had 8 years doing this. And the building itself, during session, we get a lot of lobbyists in there, a lot of the public. It's always been wide open to the public. Come in and talk to us if you want. You know, a lot of times we don't have time and we'll talk to you while we're walking down the hall or going up the elevator. But during the last special session, of course, that didn't happen. No one was allowed in the building. It's going to be pretty much the same thing this year, or at least for the first month or so. So it's a very different feel to it, and you don't get the feedback that you normally get. And we're even making appointments now for citizens and lobbyists to contact us by Zoom, you know, for later during the session, so that we can actually talk to some people about some things. But the pressure isn't there that is there during a normal session. And you could see what they got away with during the special session when there was no one allowed in the building. And I see more of the same coming.
I want to ask you about something that I think is just essential. Regardless of whether you think the election was stolen or not, we have evidence right here in Clark County with the Stavros Anthony, Ross Miller seat on the Clark County Commission. We 139 discrepancies. Joe Gloria, the registrar, says, I can't tell you who won this election, and it's right now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. How do we undo AB4, ballot harvesting, mail-in ballots? Is the emergency over? It was based on an emergency. Is the emergency over?
Well, the emergency is not over yet because the governor still has a state of an emergency in effect. I would assume the emergency will be long over by 2022. But I don't think that's going to make any difference, because AB4, one of the things we're looking forward to that we have not seen yet, is making AB4 permanent. And I think they're going to come in and say, oh, look at all the great participation we got. And, you know, they're going to use that to try to make AB4 permanent. But here's what has to happen, in my opinion. Like you said, regardless of the last election, regardless of whether there was fraud or enough fraud, et cetera, there are enough people out there right now that think the election was not integrous. Okay? I'm one of them. I've seen the evidence. We need to have a full and complete audit of the November election, not to overturn anything. Now, that ship has sailed, but we need to do it for the confidence of the people. And I think once we have that evidence and that audit and the evidence is presented, then we can say this went right and this went wrong, and we can't do what went wrong again. And I think that you'll see that mail-in voting is just not fair. It is not integrous at all. It just opened things up for fraud. So that's what we really need to do here. We need to get the people's confidence back in their voting. And if that takes going to the voting stations, if that takes showing a voter ID, if that takes whatever it takes so that people are confident their vote counts, that's what we have to do.
Again, Jim Wheeler joining us, Assemblyman from District 39. I want to ask you, how do we get an audit? Is it a matter of we have to find a friendly judge who will say, okay, let's audit this machine, a machine from up north, a machine from down south, and see what the deal was? How do we accomplish that?
Well, first off, it's a lot more than just machines. It's signature verification. It's ballots showing up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's different things like that can never happen again. The ballot harvesting itself, when thousands of ballots just kind of show up, those are the things we have to do. And yes, I think the machines are part of it. Let's take a look at them. There's been allegations. I don't know if they're true or not because it's never been audited. Let's find out. So the way to do that would be legislation to do it in the assembly itself, or the legislature, I should say, or for a judge to order it. So that's one of, that's two ways it could be done. And the way that's going to happen in the legislature is if the people demand it.
And how do we do that? I mean, is that a matter of, I don't know. I mean, is it a matter of getting some sort of initiative where you have to collect signatures, things like that? I mean, how do you go about accomplishing that?
Well, an initiative itself wouldn't happen until the next election, so by then it would be too late. You could do a petition, of course, to try to get people to sign and show that petition to legislators and let them see that, out of our 1.7 million voters or whatever it is we have here, that 80% of them want an audit, or 60 or 40 or whatever that turns out to be. But you need to put pressure on your legislators, especially those that are on the legislative commission. And those, they are going to have to order this audit. We can't get this through without the Democrats being on board.
I was watching Rand Paul just last night, and one of the things he said is, I have evidence that there is fraud at play in our elections. You say you have evidence. Is this like the 8,000 pages of documents and affidavits, sworn affidavits, that a judge wouldn't even look at?
Yeah, I didn't say I had evidence. Let's get that clear. I said I have seen the evidence.
Okay.
There's the evidence that the state party has put together that went before the judge, and whether he looked at it or not, I really don't know.
Well, we will find out soon enough, because there is an effort across this state to present evidence like this. Whether we'll get in front of a judge, I don't know. You guys have been making a lot of news just in the last few hours. Six members of the Nevada Assembly have announced the formation of the Nevada Legislative Freedom Caucus, a coalition of state legislators committed to advancing the cause of limited government and constitutional principles. Without even looking at the list, can I assume there are no Democrats on there?
There are no Democrats on there at this time. If one of them wants to cross over and really, you know, be a conservative champion, we'd be happy to welcome.
That, I guarantee you, that would shake things up.
That would definitely shake things up. Yeah, we've modeled it after the House Freedom Caucus in Washington.
Yep.
And the idea is to be able to get conservative values out there before the people and have a strong, unified voice to make sure that we are constitutional, we have smaller government, and to grow this thing and to try to make it so that it becomes a force within the legislature.
Talk a little bit about who some of these members will be.
Well, we've got Andy Matthews, I'm sure, as you know.
I love Andy. Great conservative mind.
Right. MPRI, Morning in Nevada PAC. Andy is a good policy guy and keeps us all on our toes. And, you know, a freshman assemblyman now. You've got John Ellison, who everyone knows is one of the strongest conservatives in the legislature. He's received awards from MPRI, from ACU. You've got myself, also a strong conservative. I've received awards from both of those organizations as well. You've got Richard MacArthur, another super strong conservative that's in there. You've got Jill Dickman. Once again, what we're talking about here is very, very strong conservatives.
No, P.K. O'Neill, Andy Matthews, Richard MacArthur, Jill Dickman, John Ellison, and you, Jim. What kind of issues are you going to tackle? And now that you get everybody in a room, what are you going to do?
Well, the idea here, like I said, is to just espouse these values. So when we get together in a room, we're going to be going over bills. We're going to be starting an email chain that we hope, you know, a lot of your listeners, when they get our emails, they'll forward them on, because we don't have a lot of mainstream media putting our side of things out there. So we want to get our side of things out there. We just want to tell the truth, tell people what's good and bad about this, at least in our opinion, and then they can make up their own minds. But we want to try to create some publicity to get the actual issues out in front of the people and educate them on the constitutionality of some of these issues.
And by the way, how long will it take? I know the legislature begins on Monday, but how long will it take to learn what some of these issues are going to be once you see the BDRs with a little more meat on the bones? Is this going to take a week, 2 weeks? You've only got 120 days.
Right. We'll start seeing bills coming out. Like I said, there's about 83 out now that I understand. We're starting to look over those as we speak. Three of them are mine, so I already know what those are. We've got all of our members looking at it, plus some of our staff looking at that. And as they come out, over the first 2 weeks or so, we're going to see a big flood. Over the first month, I think you'll see all of them.
Wow.
By then, we'll know what's going on. The only thing that comes after that will be bills that are presented by committee chairs and by the speaker and by the minority leader. And those are considered emergency bills, but they don't really have to be an emergency. They're just considered that way.
Let me just ask you in our final minute or so, the Nevada Legislative Freedom Caucus, are you going to have a website? Do you have a website now where people can go and see what you guys are up to?
We do not have a website now. We're going to get into that in our first meeting. We will go ahead and publicize it a little bit more. Right now, we just wanted to come out with it, let people know that this is what we're doing, this is where we're moving, and we hope to actually also invite other people to be in.
Hey, Jim, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for taking some time. I know you guys are even before the session, you're meeting with committee assignments and things like that. Thank you so much for taking some time with us, and we'll keep track of you and see how you're doing, okay?
All right, buddy. Call anytime.
There you go. Jim Wheeler, Assemblyman District 39. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, coming up next. I'm really afraid what's going to come down from Carson City beginning Monday. It's the first